Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. Presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is March 22nd, 2020. In this segment, we'll take a look at what's been going on in the zodiac for the last few weeks and how that lines up with what's been going on in world events, and make some predictions for what comes next. Obviously, the main item for the past month has been the coronavirus epidemic, now officially a pandemic. Let's back up the astrology clock a bit and see how the planetary combinations were playing out when this scourge began to manifest. The new virus was first discovered in China back in December 2019. By the end of January, everybody in China knew what was going on because the government finally decided to act, basically quarantining the entire city of Wuhan on January 23rd. Up in the zodiac, the month of January coincided with the exact conjunction of Saturn and Pluto. That's Saturn, planet of the established order, and Pluto, planet of destruction and mass events. As the contagion in China progressed to more fearsome dimensions, another planetary combo was forming. Mars entered Sagittarius and combined with Ketu. That's Mars, which for medical astrology is the planet of infection and inflammation, and Ketu, the significator of the unseen dimension, which includes microorganisms like viruses. By the time the conjunction is exact, on February 25th, the epidemic is showing up in many countries around the world, even as China struggles to keep control of their own situation. Also at this point, Pluto has changed signs, and now again joins up with Saturn, and again threatens the established order with destruction, but now in the sign Capricorn. Pluto is also the planet of dictatorial power, and Saturn is the planet of control. Since Capricorn has a lot to do with maintaining societal equilibrium, this combo signifies draconian actions by governments, which right away manifests as the entire northern end of Italy being put into lockdown in an attempt to contain the spread in that country. After first denying there was any problem in the United States, Trump finally declares a national emergency on March 13th. The Saturn-Pluto in Capricorn pattern will continue for several months, and at the time of this report, is being joined by Mars, the planet of force, a combination that indicates forced control of the masses, in other words, martial law. After 6 weeks in Capricorn, the Saturn-Mars-Pluto energy changes when Mars moves into Aquarius on May 4th. The new pattern suggests that the panic induced by the contagion should, by that time, abate, at least somewhat. Back in December, someone in China made up a bunch of bat soup, and the rest, as they say, is history. Over the following 3 months, the global equity market has lost $24 trillion in value, putting this downturn in league with the 2008 crash, the 1987 crash, even the 1929 crash. In other words, besides the horror of disease and death, there's another big problem now, a worldwide economic recession. In an effort to control the spread of the virus, country after country is following the lead of China. Keep the population confined to their homes, in effect, shut down almost everything. This, of course, is having a huge impact on local businesses, and due to the worldwide scale of it all, is affecting the world economy. Fearing a major contraction, the stock markets have become extremely volatile, going down as much as 12% in one day. Investors are clearly worried that there will be a repeat of previous bear markets. What do the planets say? Back at the end of February, Venus, the planet of value and finance, entered Aries and joined up with Uranus, the planet of sudden events and disruption. At that time, the markets became extremely volatile, posting big drops followed by significant recoveries, but then followed by another drop. Then something more serious started to happen. Mars, the planet of aggression and conflict, began to approach Jupiter, which is the planet of prosperity, banks, and bonds. So even though Venus was moving away from Uranus, the markets still accelerated their losses. The Fed held a couple of emergency meetings in the space of 1 week to change the bank rate. Of course, this was all simultaneous with the efforts to contain the coronavirus epidemic, efforts which the financial sector realized would be bad for many key segments of the economy. Of even more concern is what will be happening to Jupiter over the coming months. Jupiter changes signs at the end of March, enters Capricorn, and then becomes conjunct Pluto. That's the planet of wealth and prosperity in conjunction with the planet of collapse and obliteration. Due to both planets turning retrograde within a few weeks of each other, they will remain in close proximity for several months. And, although Mars moves on in the zodiac, Saturn, the reality check planet, will still be hanging nearby, and also retrograde. So it looks like the planet of wealth and prosperity is in for a very rough ride. Okay, now to politics. 2 months into the Democratic presidential primaries, former Vice President Joe Biden has attained a near insurmountable lead over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Biden has been sending unmistakable signals to Sanders and his campaign that he wants to bury the hatchet and find some common ground in order to bring the party together for the coming fight against Trump. Biden's olive branch to Sanders reflects the current political reality. His lack of support from young voters and the left wing of the party is worrying the Democratic establishment. So, what's going on in Joe Biden's chart? Well, he has Saturn, the reality check planet, the planet of restriction, now transiting directly opposite his natal Jupiter. Jupiter, the planet of opportunity, which resides in his ninth house of good fortune. So, Saturn is manifesting as the taciturn Mr. Sanders. Saturn is in Mr. Biden's third house, which is a good position for making a sustained effort. But note that Pluto is in this position as well. The planet of larger circumstances is getting in the way of Biden's good fortune. That would be the coronavirus situation. Saturn will soon be joined by transiting Jupiter. How much Jupiter can help is a good question, since Jupiter will be flanked by Saturn and Pluto. But at least there's some promise of an improved outcome. Jupiter is the planet of conciliation. And then there's the big question. How does Biden's chart and predictions stack up against his enemy, Mr. Trump? Taking a look at Trump's chart, we see that he, too, is suffering from the planetary train wreck in early Capricorn, since all the action there is directly opposing two of his key planets, natal Saturn and natal Venus. This planetary mess will continue to plague Mr. Trump for the next few months. There's also the danger that he could become physically ill. Malefic planets hanging out in his already activated sixth house are not good for physical health. I'll be doing a special report on Mr. Trump versus Mr. Biden in an upcoming segment. Okay, that's it for this week. Next week, we'll have a look at what's coming up in the zodiac for April. So, until then...